AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act to deploy the military in Minneapolis. He made the threat after a federal officer trying to make an arrest shot a man in the leg yesterday after being attacked with a shovel and broom handle. Trump has repeatedly threatened to invoke the rarely used federal law to deploy the U.S. military or federalize the National Guard for domestic law enforcement over the objections of state governors. Trump is scheduled to meet today with Maria Corina Machado, the Nobel Peace Prize-winning leader of Venezuela's opposition. Meanwhile, in Venezuela yesterday, the country's leader, Delcy Rodriguez, talked about the release of prisoners during a briefing at the presidential palace in Caracas. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez struck a conciliatory tone at her first briefing for reporters since the ouster of Nicolas Maduro.
El mensaje es una Venezuela.
Rodriguez says she will continue releasing hundreds of prisoners in a sign that her nation is entering a new political era.
Están siendo valorados.
Crimes related to the constitutional order are being evaluated, Rodriguez said, in apparent reference to criticisms that many of the prisoners are being held on politically motivated charges and that the process is too slow and secretive. She did not take questions at the briefing. Rodriguez is walking a tightrope between her own hardline colleagues and demands by U.S. President Donald Trump, who voiced his support during a White House signing event.
We just had a great conversation today, and she's a terrific person. I mean, she's somebody that we've worked with very well.
President Trump is scheduled to meet Thursday with Maria Corina Machado, the Nobel Peace Prize-winning leader of Venezuela's opposition. I'm Jennifer King.
The UN Security Council scheduled an emergency meeting today to discuss Iran's deadly protests at the request of the U.S. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. John Harbaugh and the New York Giants were working on an agreement to make him the team's head coach, according to an AP source. College football quarterback Dante Moore is returning to Oregon. NBA, Donovan Mitchell's 35 points powered the Cavaliers in a 133-107 rout of the 76ers. Cleveland coach Kenny Atkinson.
Tonight it started clicking.
Cavs all-star Darius Garland exited with an injured foot. Mavs rookie and number one pick Cooper Flagg was ruled out after halftime against Denver with a sprained left ankle. College hoops, number one Arizona held off Arizona State to stay unbeaten. Texas upset number 10 Vanderbilt. And MLB, left-hander Ranger Suarez and the Red Sox agreed to a five-year $130 million contract. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.